the Passover Lamb. For Christ, our Passover Lamb, was sacrificed for us. The ceremonial law was nailed to the cross at the death of Jesus. It was a system of sacrifices symbolizing and pointing to Christ the Messiah and his sacrifice for our sins. It served as a reminder to God's people that a way of escape from the second death would be provided by the Passover Lamb, Christ Jesus. Every time a person brought a sin offering to be sacrificed for their transgression, they were shown to be guilty until they repented and their sin offering killed. Once they confessed their sin and the lamb was slain, by faith their sin was taken away. It is the same for those looking back on the sacrifice of Christ. By faith, our sin is taken away as we confess it and accept Jesus, the Lamb slaughtered for our transgressions. In offering the animal for their offense, they were looking forward by faith to Jesus, the one who would make the ultimate Passover sacrifice for sin. Whenever someone brought their animal sacrifice to the temple court, they were not just guilty of sin, but deserving of death, for the wages of sin is death. We are all doomed to die. It is the price of sin. Death is the natural result of our rebellion against God and His government. Sin, by its nature, is corruptive. It distorts, harms, and damages. Thus, God hates sin, because not only does it keep us from Him who loves us and wants to be with us, but also because it is so destructive. Sin ruins our lives and brings death. We, like Satan, choose our own ways. We stray and wander away from God to follow another way, to walk the path of sin. But God so loves us that He gave His only begotten Son to pay the penalty for our transgressions, so we do not have to die the second death. The Lord cares deeply, so much for us, that He provided for our redemption from sin and gives us the opportunity to be born into a life of goodness and wholesomeness. Jesus, the Passover Lamb, died that we may live uprightly in harmony with His government, His kingdom of love and peace. How good and gracious is our Creator. How precious is His tender love and concern for us. Oh, His name be praised forever. As we celebrate Passover and Easter, let us make time to think about the one who gave His life for us, the Lord Jesus Christ. He so loves us that He could not let us go. He does not want to be separated from us forever. During this holy season, let us reflect on the sacrifice of Jesus made for us. Let us contemplate the cost to the Heavenly Father, who allowed His Son to stoop to His own creation to lift us up from the pit of degradation and ruin. Jesus opens wide His arms of love and invites you to receive His gift of salvation from sin and eternal death. He offers deliverance and rescue from a life of sin. He gives eternal life to all who choose to follow Him. But we must choose. God will not force. Love cannot be forced. It must flow freely. What an awesome Lord we have, such a one as he, who laid it all on the altar to deliver and save us from destruction and eternal death. If you do not know Jesus personally, if you have not accepted his gift of love, his salvation from sin, then choose Jesus. Choose him now. Choose to surrender your life to him. You will never regret it, ever. People disappoint us and they hurt us, but God does not. He longs to help us. Christ wants to free us from a life of devastation and wreckage. No matter how good your life may seem, no matter how much you have, no matter what position you hold, you are on the path of sin if you have not accepted the precious gift of God's salvation. Let this be the day your life changes forever. Choose Jesus. He loves you. He loves you very much. If you have made a commitment to Jesus, to accept his salvation and follow him, then be of a good courage. Hold fast in your relationship to Christ. Press on and stay the course. And always remember how much Jesus loves you. You are his dear child. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.